We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 20 minutes past 3 o'clock on KDKA, Pittsburgh's news, weather, and traffic station. Kevin McMahon has made it his life's work for the last 20-plus years to make sure that Pittsburgh has a vibrant and more than just viable, a really, really thriving cultural scene. And he has been the president and chief executive officer of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. And today, Mr. McMahon announced that he is going to retire as of January 1st, and he is joining us now on KDK. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm fine, Rick. Thanks so much for being with me today here.
Has the phone stopped ringing? Have the texts stopped coming in?
Well, there are a few, but it's wonderful to share the story of the Cultural Trust and the Cultural District with so many great supporters of this organization.
When you and I first met, you had been there, I believe, 6 or 7 years, and now here it is. You're looking at coming on 20, 21 years. What has changed from when you and I first met in 2008, 2009, to where we are right now in 2022, post-pandemic, and the shows and the lights are back on again?
Absolutely, and I'll skip through the pandemic because I'm sure you and all of your listeners are not, you know, any...
We've talked
anymore,
about it a good bit. We've talked about
the
it a
pandemic,
lot.
Certainly, to me, the most exciting part of the Cultural District is its continued efforts to make sure there is something in the Cultural District truly for everyone. And our offerings continue to expand. We continue to try to bring the very best forms of entertainment and culture at all levels and really bringing wonderful opportunities to gather to as many different people as possible. Everyone, I certainly hope everyone now feels welcomed in the Cultural District.
Why does it matter that you have magic, that you have art, that you have dance, that you have theater, that you have music? Why does that matter to the greater population of Pittsburgh? Why is that so important?
Rick, it's really two things, and it's a great question. But first and foremost, part of the Cultural Trust's mission from its very early days, back when Jack Hines and my predecessor, Carol Brown, the first president, you know, put the district together, was about economic development, actually more about bringing life back to our downtown. But it has, and it's still a very, very big part of the Cultural Trust mission to make sure that people perceive Pittsburgh as a great place to come to live, work, and play, attracting talent to fill the jobs that we have here. But it's also about bringing people together to enjoy each other, and there's probably never been a more important time in our history to help people bridge the kind of potentially gaps of lack of understanding about each other and helping to find common ground through entertainment and wonderful culture and arts.
Kevin McMahon, President, Chief Executive Officer of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, announcing his retirement today. He will work through January 1st. Kevin, I was at the Benedum last night to see Ain't Too Proud, The Temptations, Life and Times story. An incredible, incredible production. But if you look at the cross-section of Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio that was there last night, I think that proves just in that house last night that what you've been trying to do was working. Do you agree?
I agree, and I was there, Rick. I'm glad you were there. Wasn't that a fantastic show?
Oh, my word. I will be talking about that later on in the show, and we're trying to get a couple of the actors and musicians to be with us tomorrow on the program as well. Just incredible, incredible talent on display.
For sure.
What do you think about the House, though? And going back to that question, in terms of it being a cross-section of this part of Western Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia.
You said it better than I could, Rick. It was actually a wonderful night. People from all walks of life just enjoying each other's company, being together, experiencing that amazing story of the Temptations, and pushing out all that music that we just all grew up with and loved, and clearly, as you saw last night, people were really loving it.
Yeah, and they were up and literally standing and clapping and singing along with it, regardless of their political views or their sports views or their school choice views or whatever. And that was the thing that was so spectacular about it. Hey, in about 30 seconds or so, what are you going to do as you ride off into the sunset in retirement? What's next for you?
The most important thing I hope to do is my wife and I are going to go to a lot of shows, and I'm not going to have to worry about how they got there.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's certainly something we're going to happily see some great, great continuing work here in the Cultural District.
So it's safe to say that the show will go on even though you won't be there?
It certainly will.
Yeah. I very much have enjoyed getting to know you and spending time working on stories with you over the years, Kevin, and I wish you nothing but the best in your retirement.
Thank you again, Rick, for doing this today.
Yep. Kevin McMahon, the outgoing president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, as he announced his retirement this morning, and he'll be here for the rest of the year. So thank you for Kevin being here and for what he has done for our great city.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.